gentleman I've known since the late 80s in Boston. And there's a quality the Word of God really looks for in a man of God, a woman of God, and that's faithfulness. And this man has been faithful ever since I've known him. And he's a great man that has the love of God in his heart. He's going to share that with you right now, and that's Mr. Tom Woods.
Thank you, Bob. In my glasses here, I can't see writing without them. So you see on the screen, that's the theme verse. That's where we're going to start. And if you have a Bible, you can go there, or you can read it. And that's Hebrews 4:14. And Hebrews 4:14, seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. And to go back to, if you got a Bible, you can maybe turn back a page. You know, if you got a phone, I guess you don't have to do that, do you? Hebrews chapter 3, this is also, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus. And that word profession might be more easily understood as confession. Confession. And that's what I wanted to talk about today, is confession. Now, the first experience I had with confession was when I was a wee lad. And I was raised in Roman Catholicism. I think some of you were raised in that same religion. And I also went to a parochial school, not a public school. And I also had nuns as my teachers. Well, once a month or so, we had to go to the confession, as they called it. And so you go in and you go talk to this priest. You go jump in a box. And once a month you had to confess your sins, if you had any. I never thought I had any, but maybe I was wrong. But that was my experience as a young child. You go in there, you talk to the guy, and you tell him your sins, and it was really stupid because I thought even back then that if God was so big, if there was, and I didn't know God back then, but I figured if there was a God, he knew what was going on. So why do I got to go into this box and talk to this guy, this priest, and tell him what I've done wrong when God big enough to forgive it anyway? I don't need to talk to him. That was my thinking as a little kid. So eventually, as I got older, I just stopped going. Didn't think I needed it anymore. Well, I've learned a little differently about this word confession. Now, go to Romans 10:9. Jump over to Romans 10:9. We're all familiar with that. And that's got that word confession in there too. Romans 10:9, that if thou shalt confess, see, with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Now that's a little bit different. From the way I learned in parochial school, to confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead. And when I came to that point in my life and I did that, wow, life changed for me, as it did for all of you, because I know that you went through the new birth experience just like I did. And so when you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, and you get that new birth spirit, that gift of Holy Spirit, you got Christ in you, the hope of glory, you're heaven bound, and all hell ain't going to stop you from going. Praise the Lord on that. All hell ain't going to stop you from going. Man, life is different, isn't it? Wow. But there's more. There's more to this confession than just that Jesus Christ is Lord. And that's the greatest confession we can make in our lives. But it's not the only one. And because the new birth package, it makes available a large assortment, I call it, of redemption goodies and sonship rights that are enjoyed and experienced by our confession. And I'd like to go into that a little bit. Go to Romans 8, 37. Well, we're in the book. You can stay where you're. Flip on over a page or two. Here's something that's a great confession that we can, Romans 8, 37. Nigh. In all these things, we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. Now, I know you're familiar with that verse, but have you ever thought about that? Nay, in all, we're more than conquerors through him that loved us. Make your confession there. That's you. Go to Philippians 4:19. I know this from heart by heart. My God shall supply all your need according to Jesus. What a great confession. You got problems with me. Maybe you're concerned about not being able to pay the bills. What about running that through your mind? My God shall supply all my need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Wow, that might help you out a little bit. 1 John 4:4. You're of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You got a problem with maybe inferiority? I used to have trouble with that. Scared of my own shadow. But anymore, of course, I grew up a little bit, but more than that, I have God's word with me. You're of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Let's go there. I'm going to flip my Bible. That's Second Corinthians. Oh, there we go. Verse 21, for he hath made him, Jesus Christ, to be no sin, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Wow, what a great thing to say to yourself. I'm the righteousness of God. And what is righteousness? Well, it's the ability to stand before God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, without any sense of sin, guilt, condemnation, weakness, or shortcomings. Can you imagine that? Standing in front of the creator of the heavens and the earth like that? Yes, you! Me! Go to Psalm 29. We're going to go back over here. Back towards the middle of your Bible. Here I go. Psalm 29, verse 11. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. The Lord will give strength unto his people. Are you a people? Then he can give it to you. The Lord going to give me strength. Yeah. And we're going to come back to that. I like that subject of strength. So I'm going to come back to that in a little while. 2 Corinthians 9:8. Go over to 2 Corinthians 9:8. Here we go. Oops. My big fat fingers aren't flipping too well this morning. I don't know what's going on here. And God is able, 2 Corinthians 9:8. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. All grace. All grace abound toward you in me. That's something you can confess to yourself. God's making it if you need it. He's got it available and it's, he has a lot of it. All grace. I don't know how much of that is. Neither do you. We will someday find out how really big that is when we get to the gathering together. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given me fear. Oh, let's go back. I guess we'll go over that and read that. My 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Wow. I love that verse. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power. You need power? You have it. And of love, and of a sound mind. What a wonderful verse. So confession is saying what God says about a certain thing. It's agreeing with God. God says you're more than a conqueror. Agree with him by saying what he says. Talk, you know, have a good little talk to yourself, I guess. And the scripture says right there in Hebrews is that we're supposed to hold fast our profession or our confession. So when you look into these spiritual goodies, these confessions that are, there are just a lot of them throughout. I'm going to go for a few more in the word. Hold them fast. Hold them fast. It's what God says. He doesn't want you to. He wants you to have a big, strong. So, hold them fast. Yep. Let's go over to Philippians 4:13. And you probably all know this by heart. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I can do all things. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I had to repeat that a little bit coming up here because I've never, haven't been in front of a, you know, I've been in front of you all, I mean, but not like this. So I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Well, I'm not ready, quite ready to speak to 20,000 people maybe, but
you can do it.
Yeah, we can. Yeah, I can. 1 Peter 2:24. First Peter chapter 2, verse 24. All the way down to the end. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, sin should live unto righteousness by whose stripes ye were healed. Ye were healed. And I know in Isaiah, there's a verse that says, ye are healed. But here it says, ye were. Well, ye are and you were. I was, I is, I was, and I am. What a great confession. What a great promise in God's word is to stay by his stripes. And he's already accomplished it. Jesus Christ already hung on the cross. He already paid the price for our health. By his stripes. So you can confidently say, by his stripes, I am healed. Over and over again if you have to. Hold it fast. And see that word come to pass in your life. Okay? Let's go to another one. Ephesians 2:10. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10 says, no, here's one you might like. For we are his workmanship. The word workmanship is masterpiece. We're his masterpieces. We are. Maybe you don't think of yourself as God's masterpiece, but he says, you're a masterpiece. You're going to argue with him? No. If you're born again, you're his masterpiece. You qualify. So, Proverbs 28. Go to Proverbs. Well, I got the right one here. Let me see. Oh, I'm in the wrong book. That's why it doesn't look like they're not the right book. Proverbs 28. Here we go. Here's one that's pretty cool. The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. The righteous are as bold as a lion. Well, are you righteous? We just read about that, didn't we? We're the righteousness of God. Well, it says right here, that the righteous are as bold as a lion. Maybe you need some of that courage. maybe you need some of that boldness in your life occasionally. Here's a great confession. The righteous are as bold as a lion. Well, I'm righteous. God made me righteous through Christ. I guess I'm bold as a lion. Scare the adversary away from your life. Yeah. Daniel chapter 11. Book of Daniel? Yeah, Daniel chapter 11. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, I think, here somewhere. And this is a real interesting one to me. Daniel chapter 11. Verse 32. Oh, hang on. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Here's a real interesting verse. And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries. But listen to this part, though. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. You ever considered that? At my age? At my age, at some of you were just are about my age, that we can do exploits. We know God. We can be strong and do exploits. Doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are, or how tall you are or short, you qualify. You do know God. You can do exploits. I think we got a pretty big, wonderful God, don't we? And Psalm 27. I'd like to show you something here. I told you I like the word strength. It's one of my favorite subjects because I do strength training with a friend of mine throughout the week. So that's one of my favorite subjects. Psalm 27. verse 11. All right, hang on. 27:1, sorry. I got it written down wrong. 27:1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. I like that statement in there. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Well, because of that, because of what it says, that the Lord is the strength of my life, you could say, the Lord is the strength of my mind. Well, hey, that's part of your life. The Lord is the strength of my mind. How about the Lord is the strength of my ears, so you can hear well? You know, some of these young kids nowadays, they need their hearing really fixed. The Lord is the strength of my eyes. I need I need strong eyes, you know, so I can see what's going on, so I can read. The Lord is the strength of my mouth. How about the Lord is the strength of my heart? Oof. Don't you need a strong heart to live? And how about a strong heart for God? Sure. How about the Lord is the strength of my hands? Guys got to work. Some people got to work. You got to use their hands. You know, you have to use your hands in just about everything you do, or whatever activity it is. The Lord is the strength of my hands. The Lord is the strength of every organ, tissue, bone, fiber, nerve, and cell in my body. And that covers everything in your body. So maybe if you have some problems with a bone, maybe some nerves, maybe this will help you. The Lord is my strength. The Lord is your strength. Well, I have a couple more things to say. Let the Word dwell in you richly, especially what we've just gone through, these confessions. They'll keep you strong. They'll keep you blessed. They'll keep you tight with your Heavenly Father. And one more thing I'd like to say is confess for success. Bless you.